Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to hear Dimitri Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also, you can hear me on the River Talk Radio Network Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And then Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. You can also see the Facebook live stream of the show. We stream it every day on Facebook. I have no idea why you would ever want to watch, and yet we have thousands of people watching every day. I'll never understand it. I swear to you, what is wrong with you? I'll never understand this, but you can actually watch the show. There's nothing to see. There's absolutely nothing to see. I warn you now, there's nothing to see. And yet people do it all the time. So do that. Facebook live stream, you can see it on the Big Willie 105.5, certainly on the Dimitri profile page on Facebook. And it's shared like all over the place. Crazy shares like all over the place. I can't even begin to fathom why it's so popular. I really can't. I'm grateful, very grateful, but I can't understand it. Truly, I cannot. All right, I want to thank Johnny O. He said, hey, your audience is great. We love them. We appreciate them here on Big Willie 105.5. Here's a pair of tickets you can give away. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, the baddest show on earth, Capitol Theater, June 28th, floor seating. It's great seating. It's wonderful. And it's George Thorogood and the Destroyers. Now, you have to pick up the tickets here. We don't put them in the mail. You can't trust the post office. Just cannot trust it. So you got to pick up the tickets here at the world headquarters of the Ohio Midland News Group. It's on Rock Hill. It's, what's the address here? Oh, my God. I keep forgetting the address. Hold on. 56325 High Ridge Road. 56325 High Ridge Road. Rock Hill in Bel Air, across the street from the Rock Hill Presbyterian Church. So you got to come here during business hour. If you're the winner, bring ID, like a driver's license or something, so we know it's used. No one's, you know, make sure we're giving it away to the right winner. You got to come here, if you're the winner, to claim your pair of tickets. But I got them here right now. Again, George Thorogood. It's a Drusky Entertainment production, so you know it's got to be really, really good, because Drusky means really, really good. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, the baddest show on earth. You thought I had the baddest show on earth, right? I know that's what you thought. But it's actually George Thorogood and the Destroyers, the baddest show on earth, Capitol Theater, June 28. Got a pair of tickets. Here's how it's going to work. Before you call in, we're going to give away to the 10th caller, but don't start yet. Before you do, make sure that your volume is down low on your radio, whether you're driving or wherever, however you're listening to this, on Facebook, on your laptop, on your iPhone, in your car, or wherever, turn down the volume. Keep the volume very, very low so there's no feedback, because we want to hear who you are, especially if you're the winner. And if we can't make it out because you got all this feedback from, you know, the continuous loop or whatever the hell happens, you know, with the technology, with the feedback, then I won't be able to hear you. You won't be able to win these tickets. So make sure the volume is way down low before you call. 10th caller wins. Here's the phone number, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. The 10th caller gets George Thorogood and the Destroyers, the baddest show on earth, Capitol Theater, June 28th. The 10th caller, 740-325-1490. Make sure the volume is down low, and I will tell you what number you are, and I'll ask your first name as well. So let's get started. One line is open. Wow, one line is actually open. 740-325-1490. Well, we're off to a good start. All right, let's try again. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Hey, I'm Luke.
Luke?
Yes.
Okay, Luke, you're caller number one. Call back. Thank you. All right, it's caller number one. Hold on. Got to keep track of this stuff. All right, let's see.
Call back.
Hey, what did I say? Turn down the volume. What did I just say to you? What's your first name?
John Palmer.
Okay, John Palmer's your first name. Thank you. You're caller number two. Okay, let's try this again. The phone number is 740-325-1490. I hope I'm not going too fast for anyone. Before you call, please turn down the volume. Please turn down the volume of whatever you're listening to for this show. Because if the volume is up, it goes into the microphone. It causes all sorts of distortion. It's terrible. I won't be able to figure out who you are if you're the winner. It's to your benefit to make sure the volume is turned down. I don't think this is too complicated. I really don't. God, do I go back to this? All right, I guess let's try another one. Hi, you're on Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Mark.
Mark, you're caller number three, but thank you very much for turning down the volume. See, now that's the way it should be done. He had his volume all the way down. There was no feedback. He said his first name, because that's all I wanted was the first name. And he said it in a very hopeful way. Mark? I think he set the standard here for us. Thank you, Mark. Still caller number three. All right, you're on Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Hey, Demetrius, this is Luke again.
Luke, you're caller number four. How did he get through so quickly? But at least there was no background noise this time. All right, so we're making progress. We're making progress with the callers, with the listeners. This is great. Again, George Thorogood and the Destroyers, the baddest show on Earth, Capitol Theater. 740-325-1490, 740-325-1490. The winner has to pick up the tickets here at Rock Hill, across the street from the Rock Hill Presbyterian Church in Bel Air. All right. Again, keep the volume down. Hi, you're on Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Riley.
Riley, okay. You're caller number five, Riley. Number five. All right. Oh, the tension is building. You can just feel the tension over the microphone and the phone line, our state-of-the-art phone system here, Telos phone system. So we're almost there for the winner. Hi, you're on Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
This is Luke.
Luke, you're caller number six. Is Luke doing something that the other callers aren't doing? Does he have a special, like, gizmo or something with the phones? I don't know what, but Luke looks as if he is going to be the big winner, I think. Anyway, so let's see. We've got to get caller number 10. All right. Hi, you're on Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Harry.
Harry, you're caller number seven. Thank you. I thought he said Harry. Was that Harry? I couldn't tell. All right. Let's see. Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Mark.
Mark, you're caller number eight. You're almost there. God, the tension. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Becky.
Becky, you're caller number nine. Oh, so close and yet so very far away. I'm sorry. Well, the big moment, the big reveal. Here we go. I see the audience, the studio audience ready here for the big applause. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Hey, this is Luke.
I can't believe it. Oh, my God. Luke. How the hell did you do this? Every other caller is Luke. What the, are you related to the owner here? Are you the owner's son or something? How the hell did you keep calling in? The lines are jammed. What did you do?
I just kept calling, man. I love George Thorogood.
All right. Well, Luke, what's your last name?
Brigant.
Spell it.
B-R-I-G-A-N-C-E.
C-E. Brigants. Okay, great. Okay, so Luke, Brigants, do you know where our studios are here, Big Willie 105.5 on Rock Hill in Bel Air?
Yes, sir. I'm working right around that area.
Okay, great. So after the show, I'm going to put them in an envelope. We're going to have your name on them, and then you can come during business hours, and whoever's here will go to our prize vault and look for Luke Brigance and give you those tickets. It's George Thorogood and the Destroyers, the baddest show on Earth, section 4, row T, seats 5 and 6. They'll be here for you. Luke, thank you so much, and good for you for being so persistent. Are you sure you're not one of the owner's sons?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, man. Unless my mom hadn't been telling me the truth.
Okay. You never know what's going to happen with this phone system. You have no idea what people are going to say with this phone system. There's something about this phone system that causes people to, well, you heard Luke. All right. So we got a pair of tickets now for Luke. Tomorrow, I think you're going to be very pleased with our prize package for you. I call it a prize package. It's really a prize, a very nice prize. But prize package sounds even nicer than just a prize. But that'll be tomorrow. So congratulations again to Luke Briggins. Hope I'm pronouncing the last name right, who may or may not be related to the ownership here. Pair of tickets. All right. Thank you all for calling. I appreciate it greatly. Becky must be feeling awful right now. Caller number 9. Becky's probably out there right now with a gun ready to shoot my head off or something like that. But hey, tomorrow I've got something very interesting for you. I think you'll be very pleased. I do. I think you'll be very pleased. All right, so there's that. Hold on 1 second. I'm getting all sorts of messages here on Messenger. It's like, hi, how you doing? It's a pretty woman, so I guess that's going to be a scam. All right, let's see here. All right, so let's go back to this Middle Creek garage situation. Again, I want to stress that I don't know the story. I know part of the story, and that part might be true. I suspect it's true, but I don't know that for a fact. For those of you who have just joined us, first, you've missed incredible radio. I do live radio. I know a lot of people go, well, this is a podcast, this podcast, that. Screw that. I like live radio. I like live, raw, unscripted, unrehearsed, just out there, warts and all, that's what I do. Dimitri, live and dangerously local, except when it's on court, and then it's, well, it's not live. But when it is live, it's, well, it's live. That's what I do. So all sorts of things are happening here. At the you never know what's going to happen. You never know when. This phone system here, people calling in, 740-325-1490. Middle Creek Garage. Triadelphia. So I see yesterday that a lot of people are complaining on their page, Facebook page, that supposedly Middle Creek Garage did all the towing, or a lot of the towing for all these poor people, their vehicles, and have them at the garage, and then they're charging hundreds of dollars if the owners of the vehicles just want to get in their vehicles. And a lot of people were really, really pissed off about this. Now, I want to stress, I don't know that that is a fact. All I know is people are claiming this. So what I did as a cutting-edge journalist is I reached out to Middle Creek Garage. I reached out on Facebook Messenger, and I said, in essence, you know, give us your side, tell us, you know, what the truth is or whatever. I got a response saying, hey, we got your message. Thanks. We'll get right back to you, or whatever the standard response thing is. And of course, they never got back to me. Then this morning, when I wanted to get an update to give you the latest information, because that's just how I roll. Plus, there could have been, lots of different changes in the story. I do a search on Facebook for Middle Creek Garage. Nothing shows up. I've been blocked. And here I am, the one guy in the media who is reaching out to them because he wants to hear their side, Middle Creek Garage. And then my sources tell me, the ones who have not been blocked, that Middle Creek Garage has shut off all of the comments. I don't know what's going on with Middle Creek Garage in Triadelphia, especially during this whole flood tragedy. And I hope that Middle Creek Garage is not using this tragedy. I mean, what is it, 8, 9 people dead or missing? In order for them to screw over the survivors and make life even that much more miserable for them. I don't know if that's what they're doing. I have no earthly idea. But I do know that I've reached out to them, and not only did I not get a response, now I'm blocked from even seeing their page. But one of my listeners says he has the screenshots of their page and all the comments. Stay tuned for that.